There's nobody, nobody in the world has lied to me more than me. How many times do you tell yourself, it's going to be different this year? How many times have you started the diet saying, oh, this is my year. I'm going to start this year strong. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to eat right. 2 weeks later, what'd you do? You lied to yourself.
If you sit down right now and made a list of everybody that has lied to you, you'd be number one on that list. Remove yourself from the list of people that have disappointed you, that have lied to you, that have let you down. You are number one on that list. Remove yourself.
People who succeed, people who don't even make New Year's resolutions because they're always doing the they're supposed to do, understand that things are not always going to be ideal. Things are not always going to be convenient. There's going to be things that you can do or find or say or listen to that will help you justify you not sticking to your plan. But successful people know this and they stick to the plan regardless. They understand that things are going to get tough. They understand that things are going to be hard. They understand that things are going to be inconvenient. They understand there's going to be weddings and holidays and vacations at every turn of our existence. They don't train themselves to use those as excuses.
Everybody runs from pressure. Pressure is a privilege. It transcends whatever you're doing. It's not a switch you turn it on and off. Cleaner switches don't need to be turning off. There's no such thing as beast mode. They're just beasts.
Are you gonna keep doing the exact same thing? Or are you gonna make the necessary adjustments? See, the resilient mindset, it takes ownership for its mistakes. It learns, it grows, it revises, it executes, but it never ever breaks. I don't think you heard me. I said the resilient mindset takes ownership for its mistakes. It learns, it grows, it revises, it executes, but it never ever breaks. Don't you get it? You are an unbreakable force. You are an unbreakable spirit. But you just gotta follow through. You just gotta finish. This new year gives you an opportunity to do something that you've never done before in your natural life. So my question is, what are you waiting for? This is that new year's energy to put that battery in your back, to put that foot in your butt, to push you to get up and make the necessary changes to live the life that you say you want to live.
There is no room for softness. No place for weakness, not even for a moment. There is only the hard, only the great, only the strong.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy? Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now? Don't have enough money? Is that the thing? Or is the thing that's stopping you, you?
The day you stop evaluating yourself, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you.
So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them. That's the truth. So don't get mad later when you created your whole storm and then it starts raining on you.
You have to accept what you're not. You have to, and people don't want to do that. That's the only way you can fix it. You have to accept it first before you can go on the journey.
Now, when you think about, holy shit, my job as a parent, as an entrepreneur, as an athlete, as a speaker, as a whatever you want to be, you've got to get so good at that thing that when people see you do it, you make them experience the most potent human emotion, and that is awe.
Every addiction has a trigger. And when you start to act, that's when the magic happens, okay? When you step up on a test day, when you successfully complete a test day, it's going to be one of the most euphoric, powerful experiences that you've ever had. You're going to see immediate confidence, immediate boost in self-esteem.
For every level, there's another devil. Get off the pity party.
Separate yourself from everybody else. Be the bull at whatever you do. And I don't care if you're in the mail room or if you're the person behind that camera, that I'm going to be better than anybody else with that camera, and I'm going to be the best mail carrier and the person who comes up and is the most organized and does it the most professional way. You can be the bull at any position you're doing. And it's just telling yourself, I'm going to do this better than anybody else.
I don't care how many times you try, try again. I don't care how many times you heard no, ask again. I don't care how many times you fall, get up. You don't stop when you get frustrated. You pursue for as long as it takes.
You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last. You have the power to make that decision.
The start of a new year is the perfect time to turn a new page, which is probably why so many people make New Year's resolutions. The new year often feels like a fresh start and a great opportunity to change bad habits and establish new routines that will help you grow psychologically, emotionally, socially, physically, or intellectually. Of course, resolutions are much easier to make than to keep. And by the end of March, many of us have abandoned our resolve and settled back into our old patterns. Part of the problem may be that we do not know how to keep New Year's resolutions despite our good intentions. Why do millions of people resolve to change at the beginning of every year? A series of studies into what researchers have dubbed the fresh start effect has looked at how temporal landmarks can motivate aspirational behaviors. The new year feels like a new beginning, which is why so many people often set lofty resolutions during these times. While this practice can sometimes lead people to bite off more than they can chew, going after resolutions can also present great opportunities to overcome struggles with willpower, determination, and ingenuity. Perceptions of the success of these resolutions vary. In one study, only around 12% of people who make New Year's resolutions felt that they were successful in achieving their goals. Some of the most common resolutions include losing weight, sticking to a healthier diet, exercising regularly, making better financial choices, quitting smoking, spending more time with family. While many people feel that they don't achieve their resolution goals, one study showed that those who set New Year's resolutions are 10 times more likely to actually change their behavior than people who don't make these yearly goals. So, how long do resolutions last? While most surveys suggest that the majority of people don't stick with their New Year's resolutions for long, one 2020 study found that 55 of participants considered themselves successful at sustaining resolutions after a year. In that study, researchers found that people were more successful at keeping approach-oriented goals, such as changing, eating, or sleeping habits, rather than avoidance-oriented ones, which are motivated by a desire to avoid something. Even if resolutions don't always stick, that doesn't mean that resolutions aren't worth making. One survey found that people who planned to make New Year's resolutions were more optimistic about the future. So, what can you do to make it more likely that you'll keep your next resolution? The following tips may help you beat the odds. Choose a specific goal. Every year, millions of adults resolve to lose weight, be more productive, or get in shape during the next year. Instead of selecting such an ambiguous goal, focus on something more concrete that you can realistically set your sights on. In other words, choose a very specific, achievable goal. For example, you might commit to losing 10 pounds, making daily to-do lists, or running a half marathon. Be sure to make your goal realistic rather than drastic. Choosing a concrete, achievable goal also gives you the opportunity to plan exactly how you're going to accomplish and stick to your goal over the course of the year. Limit your resolutions. While you might have a long list of potential New Year's resolutions, Richard Wiseman, a professor of psychology at Hertfordshire University, suggests that you pick just one and focus your energies on it rather than spreading yourself too thin among a number of different objectives. Focus on one goal at a time. Achieving even one small goal can boost your belief in yourself. For larger goals, consider breaking them apart into manageable chunks to work on one at a time. The American Psychological Association also suggests focusing on just one behavior at a time is more likely to lead to long-term success. Taking on too much all at once can be daunting. It can be particularly difficult because establishing new behavioral patterns takes time and sustained effort. Focusing on one specific goal makes keeping a resolution much more achievable. Put time into planning. Don't wait until the last minute to choose your goal. Picking wisely and putting in extensive planning are essential parts of achieving any goal. Experts suggest that you brainstorm how you will tackle a major behavior change, including the steps you will take, why you want to do it, and ways you can keep yourself on track. Make a detailed plan. Creating a detailed written plan can help you stick to your goal. Why is this stage so critical for success? For one thing, it allows you to consider what tactics you will use when you're faced with challenges. When things get difficult, what strategies will you use to stay on the path toward making your resolution a reality? If you start working toward a goal without any type of plan in place, you may quickly find yourself giving up when faced with any sort of obstacle, setback, or resistance. For example, if your goal is to run 3 times per week, what will you do if you've missed 4 days in a row? And how will you proceed if you need to take time off for an illness or injury? You can start by writing down your goal, making a list of things you might do to achieve that goal, and noting any obstacles that might stand in your way. By knowing exactly what you want to accomplish and the difficulties you might face, you'll be better prepared to stick to your resolution and overcome anything that might sidetrack you. Start with small steps. Taking on too much too quickly is a common reason why so many New Year's resolutions fail. Starting an unsustainably restrictive diet, overdoing it at the gym, or radically altering your normal behavior are surefire ways to derail your plans. Instead, focus on taking tiny steps that will ultimately help you reach your larger goal. Avoid repeating past failures. Another strategy for keeping your New Year's resolution is to not make the exact same resolution year after year. If people think they can do it, they probably can, but if they've already tried and failed, their self-belief will be low, suggests Richard Wiseman. If you do choose to reach for the same goals you've tried for in the past, spend some time evaluating your previous results. Which strategies were the most effective? Which were the least effective? What has prevented you from keeping your resolution in past years? Consider altering your resolution slightly to make it more feasible. By changing your approach, you will be more likely to see real results this year. Remember that change is a process. Those unhealthy or undesired habits that you're trying to change probably took years to develop. So how can you expect to change them in just a matter of days, weeks, or months? Be patient with yourself. Understand that working toward your resolution is a process. Even if you make a misstep or two, you can restart and continue on your journey towards your goal. It may take longer than you would like to achieve your goals, but remember that this is not a race to the finish. Once you have made the commitment to changing a behavior, it may be something that you continue to work on for the rest of your life. Renew your motivation. During the first days of a New Year's resolution, you will probably feel confident and highly motivated to reach your goal. because you haven't really faced any discomfort or temptation associated with changing your behavior, making this change might seem all too easy. After dealing with the reality of dragging yourself to the gym at 6 a.m., or gritting your teeth through headaches brought on by nicotine withdrawal, your motivation to keep your New Year's resolution may start to dwindle. When you face such moments, remind yourself exactly why you are doing this. Think about or write a list to keep handy. What do you have to gain by achieving your goal? Finding sources of inspiration can keep you going when times get tough.